Good afternoon, everyone. This is Reese Nielsen with the Dodger Blog Podcast for May 16th, 2012. It's a quick turnaround for the Dodgers today as they head down to San Diego for a 3:35 start at Petco Park. Last night, they lost 5-1 to split the two-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. It looked as if the Diamondbacks had definitely got it all out of their system last night after having lost three in a row. The Dodgers now look to continue their dominance over the NL West division, having swept Colorado at home. Now they'd like to do the same in San Diego. The Dodgers still have a six-game lead over the San Francisco Giants after the Marco Scudero ninth-inning home run at AT&T Park with the 5-4 Colorado win over the Giants last night, which was fortunate for the Dodgers because last night's lineup looked like some kind of bizarro world alternate universe that the Dodgers probably would be living in if the McCourt era had survived and they let Matt Kemp walk to, let's say, the Yankees. Andre Ethier was in center field last night, which was the first time in his major league career that he had done so, or at least made a start in a regular season game. He did start in center field in the All-Star game of 2010, but seeing Andre Ethier in center field was a little bizarre, considering that we were so used to seeing Matt Kemp out there 399 consecutive games. The rest of the Dodgers outfield was relatively unknown, with Scotty Van Slyke, who made his MLB debut as a starter last night while in right field, while Jerry Sands, last year's MLB rookie debut of Dodger, made his debut of this season, having been called up from the Albuquerque Isotopes starting in left field. Van Slyke and Sands were relatively quiet with the bat last night. The Dodgers lineup looked to not have much punch, and it eventually didn't. Mark Ellis was the only player last night who did relatively anything. He, at one point, was 3-for-3 with two singles to the outfield and a dead straightaway home run, no doubt about it, over the center field wall. The Dodgers are now 24-12 on the season. They still have the biggest division lead in baseball. But Matt Kemp on the 15-day DL since we've last spoken. It is a little bizarre to have Matty on the DL, but as I said in my blog post a few days ago, I really do feel that it is in the best interest of everyone. Fantasy owners, the new Dodger owners, baseball fans, Dodger fans. Having this guy on the shelf for a little bit is going to be the best possible solution. He was kind of going back and forth every single day. Will he start? Won't he? Coming in for a pinch hit, keeping the streak alive. I don't care about the streak. Forget the streak. Matt Kemp's health is paramount. You just paid the guy $180 million for 8 years. You need to keep the kid healthy, and you can't be putting unnecessary miles on him at age 28, because you're still going to be paying him that kind of money at age 34. So the DL was the good call. Unfortunately, Juan Uribe has joined him on the shelf with this chronic wrist issue, meaning that a guy named Elian Herrera made his major league debut last night, something that the Dodgers have seen a lot of lately with all these players being banged up. Herrera has played literally every position possible, in the, you know, with the exception of catcher in the minor leagues. He didn't do much last night in a pinch hit appearance, but it's nice to see another fresh face in the Dodgers and see if, you know, any of these kids might have any kind of ceiling. Tonight's, or this afternoon's game for that matter, should be a good one as the Dodgers turn to undefeated Chris Capuano for the start in the pitcher's park of Petco. It looks as if the Dodgers are going to have a similarly little pop to their lineup like they did last night, so they're going to have to probably win it in a low-scoring affair. Everybody have a great afternoon. That was today's podcast from the Dodger Blog. Thanks.